The School Nutrition Association held its annual conference in San Antonio this week. More than 7,000 people in the school lunch business were here to find ways to make healthy options more appealing to kids. Cynthia Barton is the dietitian for the Northside Independent School District, San Antonio's largest.
I've been in with Northside for 24 years, so I've seen a lot of change.
One of the biggest changes, she says, was the 2010 federal nutrition standards mandating healthier school lunches. More grains and veggies, fewer calories. So Barton and I cruised the Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center's exhibit hall, sampling items you wouldn't find in cafeterias years ago.
We're starting to see garbanzo beans and kale.
But also healthier improvements on kid favorites like chicken nuggets and corn dogs. JTM Food Group is one of more than 400 vendors here. JTM chef Terrace Gibson offers us a bowl of beef nachos.
Hot, like it's spicy. Throw a couple of jalapenos on there, and there you are.
Getting students to bite into food that must be healthy, cheap, and fast isn't easy, says Barton.
How many restaurants do you know that may feed 3,000 meals a day? That's what we do in school lunch, and we do it sometimes in an hour and a half.
Aside from trying new foods, Barton spent the week attending info sessions on topics like lunchroom efficiency, menu marketing, and accommodating allergies. Barton says she aims to teach students healthy habits that will last a lifetime. And she has a message for Northside parents.
Come have a meal with us because school lunch has changed.
Be sure to check with your local school to make those arrangements. Aaron Schrank, Texas Public Radio News.